This is Radio Superior 1933, a reproduction of actual news events with authentic popular music from 1933. This is a true story of our past, so step back with us to another time and hear this recreation of radio as it may have sounded in 1933. We bring you now to the KUWS radio studios at the Superior State Teachers College and the Martin and McKenna Show.
This is Station KUWS, the voice from the head of the lakes, broadcasting from studios in Superior, Wisconsin. The Martin and McKenna Show is on the air. It's December the 5th, 1933, a fine Tuesday afternoon, and this is Jack McKenna speaking. Morgan Murphy, Mr. Murphy, will be in with his editorial and Superior School District Physical Education Director, O.L. Hall, will give a talk on the need for exercise for our young boys and girls. Now, newsman Lou Martin is standing by with the Marilyn McMahon 5 o'clock news. Marilyn McMahon, where you can pick up a beautiful 1929 Hudson for just $195. Good evening, Lou.
Good evening, Jack, and good listeners. Prohibition is coming to an end today. Pennsylvania and Ohio have ratified the 21st Amendment, and Utah's repeal convention is meeting this evening. The delegates in Salt Lake City will vote to repeal the Volstead Act. Utah will be the 36th state to vote for repeal, giving the necessary two-thirds of the states to automatically activate the 21st Amendment. When the 18th Amendment was passed 13 years ago in 1920, all but three states voted for it. New Jersey, Rhode Island, and Connecticut were against prohibition. Now only two states, South and North Carolina, are still in favor of prohibition. Good liquor is scarce as the dry era draws to an end in Superior. KUWS radio newsman Mike Simonson has a report.
Yes, Lou, hard liquor may be legal in a few hours, but it's not only hard to come by, but with a stalemate on the city council, taverns won't be able to sell booze tonight, at least not legally. Police Chief Arthur Buchanan insists he'll continue to enforce prohibition until local ordinances make it legal. City Attorney James Conroy says the local government must act so Superior isn't once again a wide-open town with no regulations as before prohibition. Drugstores also say that they're being inundated with telephone calls from tavern owners trying to secure liquor, much of it kept in the back rooms of the drugstores for medicinal purposes. Even with these problems, nightclub and tavern owners are planning repeal parties tonight. If that happens, Chief Buchanan says there will be arrests. To complicate matters, Lou, Duluth is still bone dry, so the interstate and Arrowhead bridges are expected to see lots of traffic tonight to quench a 13-year thirst.
Thank you, KUWS radio newsman Mike Simonson. A straw poll conducted by the Superior Evening Telegram has most citizens voting in favor of selling hard liquor in taverns. 197 people want saloons selling hard liquor, while 109 think only state-run stores should sell it. And 31 would like to see liquor sold in hotels, restaurants, and cafes. A petition signed by 73 people from Ashland tipped the scales. They're all favoring selling liquor by the drink in taverns. The city of Superior will finally get some of its money back, which was tied up at the United States National Bank. U.S. National Bank closed its doors for good when President Roosevelt ordered the banks closed for an audit when he took office last March. American Exchange Bank also never reopened, and the city had $157,000 in that bank. Today, City Treasurer William McKeague received a check for $118,000 from the State Board of Deposits. That's about 40% of the money that the city had in the United States National Bank. Mr. Keogh says that most of the money will be used to redeem scrip, which the city used to pay on its bills since March. The city council will meet tonight and decide how to distribute the money. The city is expected to reimburse the teachers' pension fund of $15,000 and about $25,000 in frozen checks, which were issued in March. With the shipping season officially all over, the Sulox reports cargo tonnage doubled this year over last year. In 1932, only 20 million tons of cargo passed through the Sioux. But this year, 40 million tons were shipped to the Lower Lakes. It was led by a massive increase in iron ore. Only 2 million tons were shipped in 1932, but in 1933 saw iron ore rebound to 22 million tons. The ongoing effort to build the St. Lawrence Waterway connecting international vessels with the Great Lakes ports continues Saturday in Hibbing. Minnesota Governor Floyd Olson will speak to a C-Cut rally, hoping to crystallize support on the Iron Range. Marilyn McMahon, News Time is 5:06. Now with a word from our sponsor, here's Jack McKenna.
Thank you, Lou. Marilyn McMahon. Boy, what a combination that is. Exclusive Buick and Pontiac dealers, East 13 and East 14. In Superior, of course. Listen to this. 1929 Plymouth sedan, good shape, $95. 1929 Hudson, $195. Here's a high-priced one, $295. 28 Buick Coach, $195. 1928 Studebaker sedan, $125. Ford Model T pickup truck, $15. It's yours, friend. You won't even have to have anything down for that one. That's exclusive Buick and Pontiac dealers with their great used car lot. Merrill and McMahon Incorporated in Superior. Do you think that Ford Model T pickup truck they're selling for $15 is my old Tin Lizzie?
Well, I wouldn't be surprised. What surprised me is that they took it at all on a trade.
I love my new Essex, but I miss old Tin Lizzie. We bumped across many a county road. I've got the calluses to prove it.
I promise never to ask for proof. Well, we have more good news tonight for the men that are out of work. There are openings for 810 more men in Douglas County's civil works projects. Roy Harmon, with the Public Employment Bureau on Winter Street, says the Douglas County quota is 2,305 men. 65 more were hired today, putting 1,495 on the civil works payroll. Counties in Upper Wisconsin are putting men back to work on the civil works projects. 703 men are employed in the New Deal program in Ashland County, with 488 in Iron County, 327 are working in Bayfield County, 327 in Washburn, 277 in Sawyer, and only 80 in Burnett County. And we have this encouraging news that we are finally coming out of the Great Depression. Great Northern Railway rehired 30 more men on Monday, full-time. Superintendent Fred Kelsey hopes the jobs will be permanent. These men will work at the Great Northern locomotive shops. Mr. Kelsey says that some of these men have been out of work for longer than 2 years. The FDR administration is cracking down on hobos. Emergency Relief Administrator Harry Hopkins says that of January the 1st, railroads will put a halt to unemployed men stealing rides on freight trains. Rail detectives will round up these transients and place them in work camps. And the same goes for hitchhikers trying to thumb a ride along the highway. Local and state police are being asked to arrest these men and bring them to nearby labor camps. Transient relief camps will be built around the country, with 12 in Wisconsin, including one outside of Superior.
No more riding the rails or walking the dusty highways looking for a ride. So many men do that looking for work, so maybe this is a good thing.
I wonder where they'll build the hobo camp around Superior.
Well, you can bet it won't be too close to Mayor Baxter's house. Thanks, Lou Martin, for the 5 o'clock news. Quite historic, what with Prohibition ending tonight. It got cold again last night, down to 2 above. Although our friends in Hayward reported 4 below zero. I imagine the lakes are even frozen over by now there. But the forecast from the United States Weather Bureau for this Tuesday, December the 5th, 1933, calls for partly clear skies tonight and partly sunny tomorrow, with warmer conditions near 30 degrees. Well, this one's for you repeal party goers tonight. Boy, oh boy, here's Gus Arnheim and his Coconut Grove Orchestra by A Lazy Country Lane, vocal by Lois Whiteman. ¶¶ Yes, that nice little ditty by Gus Arnheim and his Coconut Grove Orchestra. In case you're wondering, the vocal was by Lois Whiteman. For you folks planning on circulating on those illegal repeal parties, remember Chief Buchanan gave you fair warning. There's something going on tomorrow night that will be lots of fun with good food. The Ladies' Aid Society of Concordia Lutheran Church in Superior is putting on a meatball supper. Oh, boy. Listen to this menu, friends. Meatballs, mashed potatoes, brown gravy, buttered carrots and peas, pickled herring, woo-hoo, a fresh garden salad, bread, butter, apple pie, and coffee, all for $3, $4? No, 35 cents. How about that? That's tomorrow night at Concordia Lutheran Church. Don't miss it. And it goes for a good cause. A man's stomach is always a good cause, especially at 35 cents. And don't forget the free cooking school this Thursday through Saturday at the Spalding Hotel in Duluth. Prizes will be given away daily thanks to several sponsors. They include Elliott's Meatpacking, Duluth Universal Flour, Interlake Iron, and the Barnum Creamery. But now on with the enjoyable music of our time, good listeners. This is Freddie Martin Orchestra on Station KUWS. All I Do Is Dream of You. That was Freddie Martin's orchestra, All I Do Is Dream of You. We've just enjoyed that. Now let's talk about some other things here. Like a guest that Lou Martin has to talk with about an important topic.
Let's welcome Mr. O.L. Hall, Supervisor of Physical Education in the Superior School District. He's here to talk to us about our children's health.
The problem is all these modern conveniences we have. Kids growing up in the 1920s and 30s have a real soft life. They don't ride horses anymore, though. No, they ride in automobiles and streetcars and buses. You think they walk anymore? I should say not. Especially the city kids we see today. They're powder puffs compared to the hardy breed who grew up in the 1800s. They just sit around these days and listen to the radio, Try to get them to do real physical exercise, and it's like pulling teeth.
So, Mr. Hall, what's the new program that you're going to be starting in Superior?
I'll tell you what I'd like to do, Mr. Martin. I'd like to take them all to farm country without tractors and have them plow fields behind a horse or a donkey. By golly, they don't have to chop their own wood to keep warm in the winter with all these coal furnaces. Some of them even have room automatically fed so the kids don't even have to shovel coal. I remember when I was a boy.
Hey, Mr. Hall, your new program, please.
Oh, yes, yes, indeed. First, kids need to work on big muscle programs to correct defects they may have been born with. Second, we'll come up with a daily regimen to strengthen the organs and give stability to the nervous system. Physical fitness leads to moral courage and gives people the strength to be good leaders or, as the case may be, good followers. We're not forgetting discipline. I'm a big, big believer in discipline.
That's a shock.
Well, Miss Astrid Johansson, the girls' physical instructor at East High, and I share this belief. Discipline is needed so children can accept standard conduct and self-control. This uniformity is important to keep order in society.
Well, I'm glad that someone is taking our children's health so seriously.
I'll make it. Walking 5 miles through 6 feet of snow to school every day. Now that's exercise. Kids in 1933 don't know how easy they've got it, Lou. It's the movies. Or it's the radio. No wonder they're all balls of butter.
Thank you, Mr. O.L. Hall, Physical Education Director in Superior.
Yeah, thanks, Mr. Hall. Let's play something that will give us all something to exercise to. Here's Ethel Waters from the Cotton Club Parade of 1933. Stormy Weather from The Voice at the Head of the Lakes, Station KUWS.
Don't know why there's no sun up in the sky. Stormy weather since my man and I ain't together. Keeps raining all the time. Life is bare, gloom and misery everywhere. Stormy weather just can't get my poor self together. I'm weary all the time, the time. So weary all the time. When he went away, the blues walked in and met me. If he stays away, old rocking chair will get me. All I do is pray the Lord above will let me walk in the sun once more. Can't go on. All I have in life is gone. Stormy weather since my man and I ain't together. Keeps raining all the time. Keeps raining all. Night comes around and I'm still feeling bad. Rain pouring down, blinding every hope I have. This pittering, pattering, beating and splattering drives me mad. Love, 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 love. This misery is just too much for me. Can't go on. All I have in life is gone. Stormy weather since my man and I ain't together. Keeps raining all the time. Keeps raining all
We're all exercised out, although that would be a fine way to do it nice and slow. That was the voice of Ethel Waters on the Martin McKenna Show on station KUWS. Hey, friends, the 18th Amendment is history.
Well, that's right, Jack. We just got word over our United Press wire service that Utah is the 36th state to vote for repeal of Prohibition tonight.
We have several advertisers who want us to wait for the official word, but there could be some repeal parties in the old town tonight. There's a big celebration at Tony's Tavern, 1710 North 3rd Street. Mickey Johnson's orchestra will be playing at Tony's. Ye old commercial tavern is having a dance tonight. Ooh, that'll be hoot and holler. Music by Carl Schoberg. Your favorite beer is on tap now at the commercial tavern. Well, it's amateur night at the old Heidelberg Inn. They have three floor shows, no cover charge ever, at the old Heidelberg Inn. There's dancing every night at the Superior Tavern, featuring Rostus and Gooden Winfield, a good colored orchestra. Come early and stay late at the Superior Tavern on North 3rd Street. It's repeal party night, friends. If it's a bit dry in Duluth, come on over, folks. They'll be waiting for you with open jugs. Let's hear now from the Phil Oman Orchestra, Kenny Baker singing on the Martin McKenna Show on station KUWS. Isn't this a lovely day?
Caught in the rain. You were going on your way, now you've got to remain. Just as you were going, leaving me all at sea, the clouds broke, they broke, and oh, what a break. Can see the sun up high, though we're caught in the storm. I can see where you and I could be cozy and warm. Let the rain pitter patter, but it really doesn't matter if the skies are gray. Long as I can be with you, it's a lovely day.
To get those old fancy dancing shoes on, folks. The fine music of Phil Oman and the voice of Kenny Baker, remember?
The publisher of the Superior Evening Telegram, Morgan Murphy, joins us, Jack, with his nightly editorial.
Not surprisingly, Lou, it's about the passing of Prohibition. This experience has taught the people that the passing of a law or an amendment affecting the personal habits of individuals is not alone sufficient to effect the desired cure. The City Council has now before it the question of regulating the sale of liquor in Superior. The councilman should not be fooled into thinking that the overwhelming vote for repeal indicated a public desire for the sale of liquor under any and all conditions. The people will not tolerate many of the abuses that occurred in the past. As an example, the law both in the state and city must be positive in prohibiting the sale of liquor to young people. If the regulations don't cover this point and others like it, the lawmaking bodies are soon going to learn that the people will not stand by quietly and take it.
Strong words from Mr. Morgan Murphy of the Superior Evening Telegram.
Hey, Murph, any plans tonight?
Murph?
Well, it's a pretty historic night. I'd like to be part of it. Not since 1920 have we seen this.
It'll be nice not to have to know some code just to get into an establishment. Not that we ever went into a speakeasy, of course.
Kind of an adventure. Not that we ever went into a speakeasy.
Maybe a beer at the commercial would be nice.
And catch a show at Tony's.
And walk over to the Superior Tavern after that.
It'll make old Mr. Hall happy to hear we were out exercising. Or at least tiptoeing through the taverns.
We'll say goodbye to Prohibition forever.
Maybe I could drum up a scotch somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Chief Buchanan's boys may be busy tonight. Liquor might be legal. Just things to your tongue. That's it for tonight's Martin McKenna show, friends. Liquor might be legal again, but we are absolutely prohibited from drinking and driving. That's only smart. Otherwise, have fun. For Lou and come on, Murph.
Did he call me Murph?
He did.
This is Jack McKenna saying good night.
I don't think I like Murph.
This is Radio Superior 1933, a weekly production presented by KUWS Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio. Radio Superior is produced and written by Mike Simonson with research by Sarah Dorman. All events reported on Radio Superior 1933 are actual accounts from the editions of the Superior Evening Telegram. Join us next week at this time for more Radio Superior 1933. This is your announcer, Tony Jasmine, speaking.